Welcome back to Small Talk with the Chronicle Crew. Today we're here with Sarah, Drew, and Ben, and we're going to try to talk about some transferring stuff, some roommates, and maybe scary roommates. And we're also going to be taking BuzzFeed quizzes while we're doing this, so this can be an interesting kind of result-filled podcast. So, Drew, tell us about your roommate thing, because I'm very interested in that.
Okay. So, I'm transferring to UNI next year, in the fall. And the place where I'm living, they make you take just a really short survey, and then they put your roommates together. So not like when I moved here and lived in Prairie Point, like, we got to choose our roommates and, like, talk to people before we matched. Well, they just, like, give you some. So I got the results today, and it was these three girls, and so I messaged them, and I was like, hey, this is Drew. And they don't even give you their last name to, like, look them up. So I gave them my last name and, you know, my social media stuff. And one of the first response I got was one of the girls was like, yeah, I'm not living there next year, so I'm not actually a roommate. So I don't know what we're going to do about that one. And then these other two are incoming freshmen, like, freshmen, and they're best friends. So I'm just kind of nervous, but hopefully it'll be a good time.
You're, like, automatically just on the outside of all of this because there's two girls that are going to, like, love each other coming into this. Like, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Especially since you're, like, a transfer student. Like, I have a friend that goes to DUNI right now, and she says that a lot of the reason that she's leaving and going to ISU next year is that she didn't get to meet anybody. Like, she wasn't at UNI for the first 2 years, so it was really hard for her to make friends, especially so far away from home. Like, she knows a lot of people that go to ISU, so that's why she's going to ISU. So, like, she doesn't, like, her roommates have known each other since, like, their freshman year and stuff, so she's just like, I don't have friends, I don't like my roommates, so I'm just going to leave, which kind of stinks, because she's going to be a teacher.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be okay, because, like, hopefully they'll put another girl in with us, and maybe I can bro down with them. Also, like, I know some people in UNI, like, in Cedar Falls and everything, so.
And you never know. That. You may bond a little bit, like, you never know, but like, they're younger than you, so that kind of adds to the dismay.
So the BuzzFeed quiz I just found, this is the one I'm going to be doing here. Everyone is a combination of a character from The Office and Parks and Rec. What's yours?
Ooh.
Here we go.
So you get, like, the two?
Yes, I'm thinking so.
Interesting.
Right. Oh.
But I think, like, those surveys that are supposed to, like, match you up with people, like, we were just talking about, like, personality stuff, like, how legit are they kind
the
of thing? Like,
the first picture is... Or the first, pick a favorite pattern.
Ooh, those are fun.
Which I picked, like, a kind of Southwest sort of pattern, which is nice.
Tribal.
But when I was doing my Prairie Point matching.
Bailey gave me a look. Sorry.
When I was doing my Prairie Point matching, I matched with these, like, there were two girls that I was talking to. And one of them, I was like, so it went by, like, colors. It was, like, green, yellow, and then red or whatever. So, like, obviously green.
Like a stop.
Yeah, I really don't know. It was weird.
Oh, that's annoying. They just rank you, like, oh, you're a green, yellow, or red.
Right.
Like, well, like,
that's
the
all
match
you
was.
Right,
like,
right.
Prairie Point does not do good matching whatsoever.
Like, the green girl, I talked to her and whatever, and we live together, and we're, like, pretty close right now. Like, definitely, I'm glad that I matched with her, and, like, I love her. But the yellow girl, like, I also decided to, like, room with her, so I have one green match and one yellow match, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm just as close with the yellow match as I was with the green match, and, like, it, like, literally doesn't make any sense that she would be a yellow match, like, the things that we agree on and, like, do the same, you know? It's, like, super weird that we're different.
I don't know. It's just, like well, if you're going to design, like, an algorithm or if it's, like, online and that kind of stuff, I feel like that changes how it all works. Like, it's different than just generating questions and writing them down.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, like, do it electronically, like, you're going to be like, oh, well, this determines this, and it gets a whole lot more complicated.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's what I'm nervous about when I transfer, too, is, like, finding people and definitely, like, making friends after not being there.
There's, like, so Prairie Point does really bad student matching, but Campus Town and Campus View have equally bad student matching, but they do all theirs by hand.
Yeah.
And I've seen them do some of it, and it's literally just like, oh, well, this person likes country music, and this person likes country music. They'd be great together.
So wait,
I'm like,
they match you there, too?
Yeah.
Like, someone chooses
you? Yeah, so Campus Town and Campus View, you do. They just do it by hand as opposed to, like, over the internet.
Prairie Point, you got to talk to people. Like, you got to choose who you lived with.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I... But
where
that's,
is Prairie Point? Is it within?
It's the one that's off campus. So
okay,
it's like on campus, but it's, like, off campus.
It's across by Jeffers.
Yeah, it's behind the basketball courts.
Okay, because, like, I drive around and I've, like, tried to find it, because people talk about random ones, and I'm like, oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Campus View is the only one that's technically on campus.
Right,
Prairie Point is no longer, like, I think the basketball courts, like, or actually the kind of soccer feel, or kind of like the cutoff.
Right.
So one of the girls, or the girl that said she wasn't going to UNI next year, just texted us and said that she, I guess, has to find a subleaser now, because it looks like she did renew her lease or something. So she asked us if any friends are going to UNI and need a place to live.
Oh, so she, like, needs someone to help pay the rent.
Yeah. Okay. So she needs a subleaser because she's not going there next year. Or it
will she's living off campus? Or
I think she said she was transferring. I don't know. Oh. Or she was moving out. I don't know.
Oh, cool.
I got,
So, yeah.
For this BuzzFeed quiz, mm-hmm. I am Angela Martin and Ann Perkins.
Those two are very different, though.
You care for the people you love immensely while you are mostly conservative, which is a lie. You have often broken the rules. You could be unpredictable like that. You're loyal almost to a fault, but you don't take... I don't want to curse from people either.
Interesting.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
So this brings back the validity of these, like, personality tests. Like, on obviously, BuzzFeed is, like, not an actually a
it's
thing.
Just for
it's
fun.
It's more of an entertainment kind of thing.
Right.
Whereas...
So you can riff about it.
Right. Well, basically. But, but our advisor, Andy, said he doesn't believe in, like, the Myers-Briggs personality type test. And I kind of just... I found quarrel over that personally because I feel like those are backed by science.
Just an important note that Andy is sitting nearby, so this is kind of a roast, call out, whatever you want to call it.
Calling him out, right.
Calling him out.
Throwing some shade.
A little bit.
I feel like it's like hard to take, though, because, like, some days I might feel extroverted and I might want to make all the new friends, and then other days I'm like, no.
Like, they're designed.
For the Myers-Briggs or, like, for, like, the BuzzFeed ones?
For the Myers-Briggs. Like, okay. I had to take it for a class, and I don't know, it's just... hard for me to sit there
you
and
find
like,
yourself in the
am
middle.
Am I like this or am I like this? Or yeah, and then I have a whole bunch of...
Well,
yeah.
The point, basically what I think what you're supposed to do is the way it was always described to me was that you go with your first instinct.
Mm.
Is you don't sit there and you don't analyze the question. You just go with your first instinct. You go
that's
with your
why
first
I can't
instinct.
Do it because
right?
I just sit there and I'm like, I'm staring at it like,
I'll
well,
answer.
Some days I feel it.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, you know, you just... hold on. But I forgot where I was going, but...
But no, I seriously sit there and I'm like, well, like... I kind of feel this way, but I also kind of feel this way.
Or, like, when it has you rank it. Like, I just conducted a survey for, like, my sociology class where it was, like, rank how much you agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So, like, you can be neutral. And I'm like, I just want to press neutral. Because, like, I also took this, the career exploration thing that's, like, in Building 1. And I was like, you know, it might be good. It was, like, just a service offered. So I just went one day for, like, an hour. And they basically just had you take, like, one of those tests, like, find your career interests, find your skills. And it was supposed to, like, compile those things. But I'm just like, how much do you enjoy this? How much do you enjoy this? I'm like, I've never done that. Or something like that. Like, it's just like, yeah, in, like, 8th grade and 9th grade and stuff, when they're like, here, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Like, shoving it all in your face.
No, I took those all the time in high school, like, the career ones.
What color should I dye my hair based on the Disney squad I create?
Oh, my God, I want to do that one.
Obviously, Mushu.
Oh, he's pretty cool.
Pick an athletic friend.
Wait, who are the options?
Mulan, obviously.
Yeah.
Ew, what?
Pick a really attractive
friend. Mulan's
the best
Disney. I love Mulan. And Aladdin.
I like Tarzan the best. He's the least problematic.
Least problematic?
Well, my
he
choices,
lives in a jungle.
My choices are Prince Eric, which I don't really care for, and Cinderella, who, like... The story just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
she's 1920s pretty.
And then there's Jasmine.
I like
Jasmine, but also I just want Tarzan.
She has a tiger.
I mean, Tarzan.
True. The tiger should come in close.
Yeah, but Tarzan has like an entire herd of like gorillas.
True.
And he's like
he was raised by gorillas.
Cool.
That's true.
Pick an ambitious friend. Oh, Tiana, absolutely. Oh, wait, no,
Pocahontas.
I like Pocahontas.
No,
I like
Pocahontas.
Tiana started, like, her own business, though, see.
I
tried to watch Princess and the Frog last night with my roommate on... We tried to find it on Netflix and on Hulu, and P.S., it's not on either, and I'm very upset.
What is? What?
Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yeah, Disney pulled a lot of their movies from stuff because they're starting their own streaming network.
Yeah, I kind of don't like that. Because I just wanted to watch Princess and the Frog. And
this is a perfect segue into why 6 big media companies own a vast majority of all of the media we consume.
Oligarchy.
My favorite.
Oh, no. That's not my favorite. Oligopoly. That, damn it, that
failed. Yeah, oligopoly.
Oops. Damn
Oops.
It.
Oligarchy is different.
Yeah, I know. I realize that.
Pick the friend I want to be. See, they say Simba, but it's a picture of young Simba, and I did not like young Simba a lot.
I'd be married, I probably.
Doesn't she turn her mom into a bear?
On accident.
Okay, but it's still...
I don't know. Of those choices, I would do Merida or Simba.
I would do Merida. Oh, I got green. I should dye my hair green.
Ooh. I want to do that one.
Which I don't have.
I don't think I'm a fan.
I don't think I'd want to dye my hair green. Yeah. I think I don't...
That's the only thing is that I think that I want to dye my hair sometimes, so this will be my guide.
Fair enough.
It's going to give you, like, an outrageous color, though. Probably. So.
No matter what. Well, you never know.
Dye your hair black.
Dude, so like, great with my complexion.
Say, you have blonde hair, so. Yeah.
I'm not platinum blonde, by no, any means. Like, I don't know. I was when I was little. You can see in the latest issue where there's that picture of me that I am pretty blonde.
Right, pick up the latest issue of the Campus Chronicle today. Find it near a newsstand near you for freezies. So, transferring.
That
what
means
made
free.
You, what,
People might get confused.
I don't.
It sounds like an ice cream store.
I don't think people would be confused by that. So what makes you like want to go to UNI? Like why are you transferring to UNI?
So when I graduate, or I'm going to graduate this semester. So I was choosing between UNI and Iowa. And so like Southeast Iowa, when I was growing up there, like I would go to Iowa City and Cedar Rapids a lot. So I kind of knew that area, but like when I chose to come here, I got to know the Des Moines area and everything. That was fun. So I don't know Cedar Falls at all, so that was an influencer. And then also, I feel like I'm going to have more opportunities to, like, participate in stuff and different, like, on-campus positions at UNI versus Iowa. So that was the move for me.
Awesome.
What are you going to major in?
Communications.
Oh, cool.
Nerd.
Possibly. That's... No, actually. I might minor in English if I can get it all done in the 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
UNI is a great school. I enjoy UNI.
I think I have a couple of friends that are both there for communications disorders who want to go into speech pathology.
Yeah, I want to work in a publishing house for books, and I want to edit, probably like content edit, not so much like grammatical edits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be me, too.
I can do the grammatical stuff. It's just right. Like, I like more of, like, when I'm reading a book, I like, sometimes I'm like, wait, that would have made more sense if you would have.
Yeah,
right. No,
I like the grammatical edits sometimes.
Definitely that one.
I don't know, because it's kind of like, it can be kind of relaxing, I guess, just like kind of the mindlessness
Tell people that they're wrong constantly.
So no, actually. They're,
a comma belongs here, and this is a semicolon. Don't even at me.
Try again.
Try again. Next. I think it'd be fun to content edit.
You know who you would be from Parks and Rec? Craig.
No one,
I'm
actually
watching the last season right now, and you would
wait,
be
awesome.
Craig.
No, wait, who's Craig?
Craig, he only comes in the last season when Eagleton and Pawnee merge, and he's, like, from their Parks and Rec department, and oh, that's hilarious, because you would be Craig.
I would not be a Craig.
You don't yell quite as much, but when you do...
I relate more to Ron Swanson than anybody, honestly. The man
loves...
Yeah,
but you don't talk like a
The man
Ron
loves breakfast food. Same. Man loves bacon. Same.
Yeah,
man hates the government. Same.
He hates... Oh, my gosh.
Wait, important question.
Okay.
Do you guys like Parks and Rec or The Office?
Okay, stop. We're not even going to go into this.
No, I need...
Because it's like watching my parents fight. Like, it's these are like my two all-time faves. You cannot pit them against each other. Nor will we, because they are on the same level of awesome epicness.
Okay, but
it's also
the
not
Office
fair.
Was the OG, so I
it's
feel
also
like
not fair to
though.
Compare the two. We'd have to compare it to something else that's not funny.
Hmm.
Like, such as...
Oh, that's actually a good question. that's a fair question. I don't know.
I can't.
I just, like, Parks and Rec and The Office are, like, on the same level of awesomeness for me. Like, I don't think so.
Well, okay, yeah.
When I binge on Netflix, as I often do instead of doing homework, it's like it goes into a cycle. So, like, I'll binge all of The Office, and I'll, like, binge all of Parks and Rec, and then I'll have, like, a 2-week stint of just watching whatever Netflix original is suggested, and then I go back to The Office and then go back to Parks and Rec.
Fair enough.
I don't know. My boyfriend likes Parks and Rec and does not like The Office.
See,
he hates The Office.
A lot of people do not like The Office. They think it's really funny, but or they don't think it's funny, sorry. And a lot of these people that I've talked to about this, like, well, I can't even get past, like, the first episode, like, the first season.
The first
season, I would say the first season is a little rough. Yeah. They're like, give us a little time.
Right. Well, I mean, so that's true with, that is true with literally every other, like, everything.
And
like,
The Simpsons.
And especially with the first episode, it's always the pilot episode.
Yeah.
So you can never judge, like, I know you're supposed to judge a television show by the pilot, but the pilot is never good.
Yeah.
It gets better after the pilot because they figure out what they need to do better.
Well, I think, I think he's watched some of it, and I get some of his points. I don't know. I don't remember all of them, but, like, I don't know. There's some parts where I think are pretty funny.
My mom, like, despises The Office, and my dad, and I just think it's hilarious.
My parents are the parents that, before, like, Netflix came out or was super popular, they loved The Office so much they bought all, like, the DVD box sets. So they literally have the DVD, like, set for every season, and they just, like, they watch TV together, like, before they go to bed, like, every night, and it's literally just The Office every night. Like, they just keep going through it.
I'm thinking about getting that for my dad, honestly, for, like, Father's Day.
No,
because he's the worst to shop for. Because, like, what do you... Because my dad's that kind of guy. It's like, if he wants something, he just goes out and buys it.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't say, like, oh, that'd be nice. He's just like, oh my God. I have the money, so I'll just do it.
Guess what I got from my result?
I don't care.
Platinum Blonde. Oh. No, that's just... Wait, that's why it's funny.
That's awesome.
So, it shows Kim Kardashian, too. So,
oh my
rip.
Gosh, she is not a good platinum one.
Rip.
I'm not a big Kim K fan. Anyway. I'm going to see if I can find which Office character I am, because I feel like I've taken that before.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's got to be one that exists. What were you saying about parents?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was taking the quiz.
That was really interesting. I think a lot of people watch The Office to comfort themselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean, Ben? So elaborate.
People who can't sleep. They turn on The Office.
That's
well, I mean, they're 20-minute episodes.
Are you trying to say that The Office is boring? Because personally, when I find like a TV show really funny, I don't want to watch that when I go to bed because I want to stay up later to watch the next episode, even if I've seen the entire series 12 times.
No, I would watch it right before I went to sleep because... I don't know, not every moment is funny, so, you know, there's episodes that are funnier than others, so.
My mom told me that, well, they went off, because my dad was, like, over it for a hot minute, and so they started watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever watched
I
want
to watch Portlandia.
Ah, that'd be a good show to compare, like, The Office and Parks and Rec, too.
Do you not like It's Always Sunny?
I've seen a few episodes, and they've been entertaining to me. I'm just not, like, I have not binged it at all.
That's the one that I kind of go to and just watch random
just
episodes.
Pointing.
But my parents started watching that one, and my mom would fall asleep to The Office, but she wouldn't fall asleep to It's Always Sunny because they're, like, cussing and being, like, super vulgar all the time.
Right.
So she'd be like, what's happening? I don't want to watch this, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so then they went back to The Office.
I don't know, and, like, now watching, like, the later seasons of Parks and Rec, because I've pretty much just been, like, like all the seasons, but like I don't like it as like I still like it, but it's just like now they're just focusing way more on the stories, like the each character, which I kind of like, but it also
of which series?
Parks and Rec.
Oh right.
When I mean that's what like every kind of show like that kind of ends in a way, but I don't know, it just kind of changes it, I guess.
Fair enough.
But
what kind of paper is the options for that question?
So I'm on The Office trying to figure out which character I am. My options for pick a paper are cardstock, which I really enjoy, printer paper, newspaper, wrapping paper, glossy paper, papyrus, sandpaper, paper bag, rolling paper. Papyrus is like ancient Egyptian paper, like that's the paper that they used to use in Egypt and they used to make it themselves.
Like scroll paper.
And I'm going with like papyrus because that's super cool.
Even though newspaper.
It also kind of it feels like cardstock almost.
Oh.
I like cardstock. I would make cards out of it. Don't give me that. It's I'm not lying. I did. So.
My mom works at a hospital.
I feel like I'm going to get Dwight just because I picked a farm. I always feel like on these quizzes, there's only like three questions that really determine who you are,
oh,
and the rest
yeah.
are kind of just like filler questions.
Pretty much.
Because like, how will you probably die? Does not really...
Well, you'll never die. That's definitely Dwight.
That's a Dwight thing.
Sugar overdose.
It's also in a high cat. Like in
sugar overdose,
cats.
That's Kevin. You can pick out which character goes with which answer.
I thought about that, too, while taking the quiz. Be like, well, I don't want to be this one, so I'm not going to answer that.
See? Another... Ooh.
Yeah.
another flaw.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get Meredith. I'm going to get Meredith now.
What do you pick?
Alcohol poisoning. Pick one thing for your freezer.
Bananas.
Ice cubes. That is an Angela kind of answer.
Lean cuisine.
Fridays is Michael.
Money.
Wait, why would you put money in your freezer?
Oh, people do that. They put like their like life save or like their emergency stash in the freezer, like in a container or something. So then it's like in a block of ice. I don't know.
I feel like I'd forget it was there.
Oh, arguing with teachers all the time.
That's why people who are like, you know, like I move my emergency key like every month or something. Like I would just like freak out because I would never remember.
Okay, I am upset.
Like I have a pretty good memory, but not in that way. Yeah. I'd be like, shh.
Was it last month or this month that I put it there?
Yeah, and I'd just be like, because like literally every time we just brought this up at my family dinner one time was that we've been to like this farmer's market in Dubuque where my uncle lives, and both times I've been there, I've lost my wallet.
So, oh my god!
Because my dad was like, "Well, what time are you talking about?" I was like, "What do you mean? I lost it last summer," and he's like, "No, the summer before when we went there, you also lost it."
That's awesome.
Yeah. I always lost things as a kid. Like, I always lost, like, my goggles for swimming, so my mom was always really mad because we'd have to go buy new ones.
No, I was the kid that, like, would always want to have the wallet or the purse, you know, as a little girl.
Oh, yeah,
and
me too.
Have no money or whatever. And I would, like, we would go to Target and stuff. I remember so many times in Target where I'd have to, like, I would set it down to look at something.
Yep.
And then I'd be like, wait, I lost my wallet. And then we had to, like, backtrack through the store again and then find it. And my mom would be so mad every time.
Yeah.
I got Oscar.
Oscar. Ooh.
You're very intelligent and are quick to correct others when they are wrong. You also have sophisticated tastes and enjoy disgusting literature and other such fine things. If you don't correct them when they're wrong, they're just going to keep going on thinking they're right, and then they're going to get their heart hurt when they find out they're wrong.
Their heart
hurt? They're going to get heart hurt.
Well, somebody else is going to come along and be mean about it, and I'm just going to politely correct you.
The real kind of
incorrect.
Heartburn.
Heart hurt. Mm. What do you mean?
I said the real kind of heartburn.
Heart.
I don't know, it just sounded like burn.
Sense. I don't know if I want that responsibility. Being a godfather is a lot of work. You'll run an entire mob. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant, like, in the literal sense.
Yeah, no,
like,
it was a joke.
Okay. Like, someone's like, will you be the godfather? There's still a lot of movies I need to see. I don't know. Like, old movies like that. I really like When a Stranger Calls. It's pretty old. It's with the... She was in Freaky Friday, the mom. I don't remember her name.
Oh, she's good.
But it was like when she was really young. It was a really... Oh, wait. No, that's something. That's a different movie. That's Halloween. Never mind. But When a Stranger Calls is really good. It's older. And it's... I don't know. It's not like a horror movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like actually suspenseful. And like I really like it because she's just like babysitting. Yeah. And a guy keeps calling her in a dark, spooky house. But
I watched a really bad scary movie last night.
What'd you watch?
It was like Let Me In. I think it was on Netflix. And it was just these like what I assume happened is like the ghost or spirit or whatever you want to call it, like tortured the family, and then they like either died or moved out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then these three people come in, and one of them, there's two guys who are more like want to find the ghost or spirit in a, like a scientific way with like the meters and everything. And then the one girl's like a medium, so she can like see them. Mm-hmm. So you walk through the house, and it's like everything's like kind of torn up or whatever. And then they like, you know, set up all their like cameras and stuff like that, and it's just a lot of the movie is just like them sleeping in the house and then waking up at 3 a.m. just like see like the front door open and the chandeliers move a little bit, and then like that's kind of it. And then anyways, like towards the end they like cleanse the house to get rid of this spirit, and then they find this weird room like down in the basement and they find another scary spirit, and like the first spirit was saving them from the other one, and the graphics are horrible, and they're British, so like it's just kind of this like all together,
like they're actually British actors or they're not.
I think they were. I don't really know.
They're just doing bad accents, because that would add to it.
Yeah, no, I don't know, they had the accents. I didn't really like analyze the accents because they didn't really talk a lot either. Like
they don't usually in horror movies. Yeah. That's why you don't have to be good to act in one.
No, actually.
You can just like fake your way through it.
But there was this one where like they were sitting in the kitchen, and like the kitchen table was gonna like was picked up and like thrown at the like the window behind them, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, the graphics on the way that, like, it was picked up and everything just was absolutely terrible. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. No. I just want to be done.
Oh, yeah. Like, we watched one of the, like, probably worst produced. It was called Zombies. So, like, all these animals in a zoo essentially go nuts. And I watched, like, half an hour. And we were like, oh, it'll be funny, like... You know, it's like just like a mm-hmm. funny horror movie, and it was like 30 minutes. It was just so cringy. Like, oh, all done. All done.
I want to watch that one where it's like the Gerald's Game or whatever it is. Have you guys seen like or heard about that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's like this husband and wife.
Oh, yes, I have seen that. Okay, I've seen the preview for
they're
that.
They're
yes.
like, you know, having their good times, and
right.
he handcuffs her to the bedpost. So she's like, can't get her arms closer to, like, this, probably, you know? And then he has, like, a heart attack or something and then falls off the bed and dies.
And she's handcuffed.
Yeah, and ooh. It's in, like, this, on this vacation or something, so
yep.
it's not, like...
They're, like, in the middle of, like, the woods somewhere. Yeah, they have, like, a mountain
yeah.
retreat.
Right. So even if she's, like, screaming, like, no one around her can hear her, and she's,
they're
like...
miles away.
Yeah, and she's handcuffed there, and, like, the husband... And, like, the husband and the wife had been fighting, and so then the husband's, like... His voice is, like, talking to her in her head, like... berating her and being like, you should have been out of this by now, or you can pull in those handcuffs all you want, you can't get out. Like, it's this whole big, like, mental...
So, like, it's...
Ooh. Yeah,
right,
and, like,
right.
apparently, like, this wolf or something comes in at some point, like, bites her leg. I don't know. It looks terrifying.
I'm wondering almost if that isn't, like, a hallucination. I'll have to watch the video.
Yeah, no, I think I heard something about something, and it was, or right. something, so...
All right, well, we've ran out of time, so thank you for sitting along with us, listening along with us. We'll catch you next time.
So long.
See ya.